Ever since people stopped buying albums years ago, touring has been one of the main ways for musicians to support themselves. Now, clubs and concert halls are empty, tour buses are parked, and artists are trying to figure out how they'll get by in a time of social distancing. We've invited three musicians of different genres to talk with us about how they are confronting this challenge. Jennifer Koh is a classical violinist who plays with symphony orchestras all over the world. Here's a clip of her playing a Bach partita. And Jennifer Koh joins us from New York. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
The rapper Rory Ferreira performs as Rap Ferreira. This is a bit of his track, Doldrums.
Endure the doldrums, severe learning, my middle hurting, growing up in this to be such a little person. Disappointment cloaks, resentment, wearing a cloak in Wegmans and being escorted out. Is this what rap's about?
And he is with us from his home in Nashville. Good to have you here.
Peace.
Finally, Molly Kirk-Parlier is with the Blue Water Kings Band. They make a living playing weddings and corporate events. Here they are playing a classic wedding dance floor song, September.
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Lovers changing their minds, pretenders, while chasing the clouds away.
And Molly Kirk-Parlier joins us from Charleston, Illinois. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Ari.
So I know that all three of you have gone from busy performing schedules to almost nothing. Can you just tell me about the moment you realized things were about to change dramatically?
This is Jenny. Immediately. For me, what I realized most of all was I was going to be in severe financial distress and wouldn't be able to make it through the month of June. Freelancers are very different from people with salaries. I think, you know, we can't file for unemployment because we work on 1099s. We can't file for disability or sick leave because we work on 1099s. Any kind of suspension of a payroll tax will not help us because we work on.
I just want to clarify, you're referencing being on 1099s. That means you're paid by the gig rather than a salaried employer.
Yes.
And Molly, you know, weddings are supposed to be recession-proof. At least that's the commonly mm-hmm. held wisdom. And yet, I understand all of the weddings that you were supposed to play have been put on hold, postponed, or canceled.
Yes, definitely for me, Ari. Now we're seeing that my husband's a drummer in the band. We have no income from any kind of performances coming in for at least the next few months.
And how long can you get by with no income?
That's a really great question. We're just kind of trying to be a little bit creative in how we're going to make money. He's going to start teaching some drum and piano students online. I'm looking into, you know, continuing to book the band for next year. And perhaps we'll be panhandling. Who knows?
Rory, I understand you were just at the start of a tour when this all came crashing down.
Yes, I was. So Nashville, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, was just hit by a tornado. So the first show was here at home, and all the proceeds are going to Gideon's Army to, you know, rebuild efforts and whatnot. So we did that show. But even on day one, the 11th, we knew we were canceling all other 20 shows after that. And I mean, I'm kind of proud of that. You know, I think most rappers I know canceled tours before any governor or senator or president said anything. You know, we take that serious. We take our audience serious, our health serious. A lot of us don't have health insurance, so that's not something we really want to gamble with.
You know, Rory, I'm just thinking, you're in Nashville, which is known as Music City. There is such a community of people there who are all out of work. What's it like when you talk to your friends and colleagues out there?
You know, we're not obviously the only occupation or people with these kind of perilous questions hanging over us, but we are an occupation that affects and inspires others. And so, I don't know, at this time, I guess I'm seeing and feeling a focus on that.
What do you mean? What does that look like?
You know, it looks like a lot of performing for nothing. I know homies who have started dropping their records online down to zero just to get people to click on their page and see what they're doing, monetizing YouTube videos and doing things like that. That's how I live when I'm not on tour. I haven't been on tour the last 8 months. You know, this was going to be a big one, but whatever. It's not. The online hustle isn't foreign. for my genre, I should say, you know, for rapping.
I know that for all three of you, music is more than a career. It's also a form of expression and a creative outlet. Are you finding other ways to fulfill that part of yourself during this time of social distancing?
Well, I realized I'm singing in the shower all the time, and I don't normally sing
really
in the
more than you used to.
You know, as a professional singer, I don't think I'd warm up in the shower, but I realize how much I miss singing. You know, I started serenading my husband annoyingly to a Disney ballad last night.
What was the ballad?
A Whole New World, of course, because we're living in a whole new world.
Rory, Jennifer, what about the two of you?
Well, in New York, there's kind of a shutdown of the city. And so we've been with a lot of my friends who are also single women and artists. So we've been coming up with projects online. And how do we bring together communities that would normally be in the concert hall? How do we help our colleagues that are worse off than we are? That's also why I started this project called Alone Together, which is going to premiere other composers' works online and streaming. So we're full of ideas and we're full of, you know, concern about our communities. And the artists that we're helping are also the ones that are even more financially vulnerable.
Rory, what are you doing to keep yourself creatively fulfilled during this period when you're not on tour and you're expecting to be?
I've been recording with my son.
Really? How old's your son?
This little boy. He's 3.
Wow. Can we hear a little bit of that?
No. No. That's still simmering. We're working on the flavors for that. But
amazing.
He's been working a lot. Yeah. He's a very creative spring of ideas. And it's just, you know, again, connecting me back to the source and focusing on why I want to do this. Why would I want to struggle through this time to be a musician? Because I love it.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you all three of you for telling us about what this moment is like. I'm sorry for your struggle, and I hope you get through it.
Thank you so much, Ari.
Thank you.
Peace. Thank you.
That was hip-hop artist Rap Ferreira, Rory Ferreira, joining us from Nashville, Molly Kirk-Parlier of the Blue Water Kings Band from the Chicago area, and classical violinist Jennifer Koh speaking with us from New York.
Twisted world where artists bend backwards for benefactors and victims are to be blamed as bad actors. My mind running all around. Poetry is illegal unless you're under the...